Welcome to the podcast of Media Matters with Bob McChesney, a weekly show on media from WILL Radio. Visit us at WILL.UIUC.edu.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Okie dokie, welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you live today here from Campbell Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois. And this, of course, WILL AM 580. This is our Pledge Drive show, and for those who've been frequent listeners of this program know that on Pledge Drive shows, we take over the first hour on the media. Just shows runs a repeat, what they call one of their best of shows, so we're not taking away any original material. And we do 2 hours to try to raise money here for WILL AM 580, for the family of WILL stations, and for Media Matters, this program, which you have been listening to for 4 or 5 years now. We're at our fifth anniversary, just about five and a half, I think, even at this point. And we've been going strong, and we've got a long future in front of us, especially if listeners continue to help us. Not just listeners here in Champaign-Urbana, the base of our listening audience. We'd love you to call 217-244-9455 right now. And this year, this pledge drive, as fate would have it, coincides with the release of my brand new book, Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures in the Future of Media. This book just came out on October 1st, and anyone who makes a $60 pledge will get a signed copy of the book. $60 gets you a signed copy of my new book. I think you're going to like the book. It's one both from the heart and from the head. I think it's something that most people who've read it so far have liked it, and we've got a big pile of them here just for Media Matters listeners. So call in 244-9455. Make your pledge to support WILL AM 580, to support Media Matters, and we'll get you a copy of the book. Now, if you're out of town, the number 866-779-9455. 866-779-9455. And then finally, those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, and I gather many of you are, or who are at your computer right now listening at your computer, you can just go to willpledge.org. Make your pledge there, and in the comment section, just write Media Matters, McChesney's book, and we'll make sure you get a copy of the book sent to you. So those are your three ways to do it. Please do call in. The lines are empty right now at 244-9455. We need pledges. They've set a huge goal for us for these 2 hours. This is your chance to say that the programming we're bringing you here at WILL AM 580, here at Media Matters, is programming you want to see more of, you want to continue, you want to accentuate, you want to support. So please make that call now. Excuse me. As always, you know, on our pledge drives, my dear friend, my buddy, the Nation correspondent from Madison, but who covers Washington and all things political, joins us, and he'll be here for the first hour of today's broadcast. John Nichols, welcome.
It's great to be with you, Bob. You're reaching me in upstate New York.
I know you're there. You've been doing a series of events around your book that came out last year that we did a full hour on, called The Genius of Impeachment. This book, I think, and I will say, because I didn't write it, so I don't have any reason to be modest, but you are a friend, I concede, is a tremendous book, and really a defining book in understanding the importance of impeachment in the constitutional system, in self-government. And one of the striking things, John, you go around the country, like the event you did with Maurice Hinchey, the congressman, the other day, you did the event with him, and you're going to do another event this afternoon. You're getting literally thousands of people who are interested in the issue of impeachment. Yet, aside from this show and Bill Moyer's show, it's an issue that's basically been uncovered in our news media.
I would even go a step further that occasionally the news media does mention it, but only to ridicule it, only to suggest that this is something so crazy that the people talking about it should be wearing tin hats. And the amazing thing about it is that if you go out across America, as we did last evening in Binghamton, New York, hardly the biggest city or the most radical city in the country, and you say, you know, we're going to have a town hall meeting about the Constitution. We're going to talk about impeachment and holding the president to account. Well, last night we got 400, 500 people come out. Today in White Plains, New York, they expect to have 400 or 500 people. It is an amazing reality that even with a media that's so pressures people to disengage from the political process, Americans still desperately want to be involved. And I think that, in a sense, that is why this show is so important, because in highlighting not just the crisis of the media in the country, but also the failure of, or the disconnect, that's probably a better way to put it, the disconnect between people's passions on particular issues and, you know, what they see on ABC, NBC, CBS is really important. I think it's a way of saying, you know, look, you're not crazy. Your sense that the Republic is badly off track is accurate. And so this show is an important one, and that's one of the reasons I'm always glad to do the pledge drive, because I think it's vital that people support the programs that tell them they're not crazy, that in fact tell them that their fears, their concerns, their activism is appropriate. So that's why I'm on with you today. I'm also on to tell people they ought to call in that pledge to get your book, because I've read it, and it is just a fantastic new book. It is the seminal text at this point for understanding the media reform movement in the context of the current crisis. So it's a premium par excellence.
Our guest, John Nichols, who you've just been listening to, I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. You're listening to WILL AM 580. This is a special two-hour version of Media Matters because this is Pledge Drive Week, and we need your support. We have yet to get a call. They've moved the goalposts so far back, they're outside the stadium. We need folks to line up and start kicking them, kicking some phone calls our way at 244-9455. The toll-free number, 866-779-9455. And, of course, you can just go to willpledge.org, do it online, and in the comment section, just mention McChesney's book or Media Matters. We'll make sure you get a copy of the book sent to you. All books will be inscribed, and this is a brand new book. It just came out. $60 pledge will get you the book. If you can't afford $60, give whatever you can. We just want you to show your support. Public radio, community-oriented programming like this and like WILL AM 580 features costs money. I mean, it'd be a lot easier just to have syndicated fare, just to, like, pipe in something and not have a staff, not have anyone covering the community, not having some people in the community coming in and doing programs. But that wouldn't be real public broadcasting. The WIL is committed to being a public broadcaster in the very finest sense of the term, not just nationally but internationally. That takes money. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to put it, that means the people listening to this show, whether it be on computer, on their AM radio, or on a podcast down the road, need to step up to the plate, show their support for WILL. Make that phone call, 244-9455. Today in the show, so you'll stick around, we've got Bill Moyers at the bottom of the hour. We will have Janine Jackson. We'll have Noam Chomsky joining us in the second hour. And we will have Norman Solomon, a longtime friend of the show, also joining us. So we've got a tremendous show packed with really good guests, and none better than our current guest right here, John Nichols. John, one of the beats you cover for The Nation is the political beat, and we have a big presidential race coming up. And it seems like it's going to be decided before 2008. Maybe they should hold primaries this year for 2012 and really get a jump on things.
Well, I mean, that's about where it's headed, and we see a horrible confluence taking place between big media, which doesn't like primaries. Big media likes to have a general election where you have two celebrity candidates running against each other. They don't like the difficulty of having to look at issues and movements and grassroots activism. And so they like to settle these races before they've even begun. And so you've got that pressure on one side. On the other side, you have the tremendous pressure of the Hillary Clinton campaign, which is extremely well-organized, extremely sophisticated. She is an exceptionally capable candidate, perhaps more capable than her husband. And so what she has done is, rig the game to an extent. Hillary Clinton's people have been pressuring from the start of this process to move it up, have earlier caucuses and primaries. They were key supporters of a recent effort to move the Michigan primary to around New Year's Day, more or less. And so it's a bad combination of factors, and it's precisely the sort of situation where you need an independent media. What you'd want is a media exposing the reality that front-loading the political process, making it move faster, having the nominees of both parties selected around Christmas time rather than in the last weeks of spring or early summer, as was traditionally the case, really squeezes the people out of the process. You create a political reality that is then handed to the electorate before the electorate gets to weigh the relative merits of the candidates. It's a rough year we're in. It's one that shows like this become very, very important in, because they reveal the behind-the-scenes reality that that it is not just the politicians but also the media that creates the crisis. And also, I hope as we go along in this show and in other shows, we can highlight some of those people who are, you know, sort of breaking the process up, or at least, you know, trying to fight against the imposition of a status quo on both parties. And to me, I have to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of him on every issue, but I will say that the candidate right now who is doing the most to shake up the status quo is Ron Paul, the libertarian Republican who has drawn a tremendous level of support from young people. Yeah. And Ron Paul, I know it's a antithetical thing to some folks to hear, but Ron Paul really is the Howard Dean or the Gene McCarthy of the 2008 race.
Yeah, I get the feeling, John, that Giuliani and Mitt Romney are going to give him lousy directions to the next debate.
When Ron Paul shows up, and I mean, remember, Paul is not a perfect character. I'm not a advocate for him or not, but I will tell you, just as a journalist, it is a fascinating process because Ron Paul shows up. He can't even walk across the street near a debate without having, you know, 500, 1,000 young people. Many of them have never been involved in politics before, crowded around him, carrying his signs, chanting his slogans. And when he gets onto the stage, even though the debates are dramatically skewed against candidates who want to talk about issues, people like Dennis Kucinich and Bill Richardson on the Democratic side, people like Ron Paul, and to an extent Mike Huckabee on the Republican side, even though the debates are dramatically skewed to not give them time, when Ron Paul gets 2 minutes to Rudy Giuliani's 10 minutes, those 2 minutes rock the house. They're the ones that people pay attention to. And, you know, when they have all these internet polls on MSNBC and CNBC and CNN asking who won the debate, I mean, it's never even up for debate. The overwhelming response is always that Ron Paul won.
Our guest, John Nichols, this is Media Matters, a special two-hour edition going till 2 o'clock because this is Pledge Drive Week at WILL AM 580 here in beautiful Urbana, Illinois. We need your support. I regret to say, John, we've only had one caller in the first 20 minutes of the program.
People not know the threat that awaits them, which is, you know, blistering, demanding, screaming pleas for money.
I think they like to hear me get hysterical towards the end of the program, you know, and jumping up and down, ripping my shirt off and my hair out, what's left of it. But let's try not to get to that point.
Can I just tell you? First, I'll tell them the number again, Bob.
It's 244-9455. That's our local number, 217 area code for those who want to call long distance, or the toll-free number, 866-779-9455. And remember, we have a pile of my brand-new book, Communication Revolution, here. This book just came out. Anyone who makes a $60 pledge, the standard pledge, will get a signed copy of the book. Please do call in. We need your support. We have a long, long way to go. We've got Bill Moyers joining us in a few minutes. We've got Noam Chomsky, Janine Jackson, and Norman Solomon joining us later in the show. Right now on there with us, John Nichols. Programming like this costs money. Programming like this requires your support. I don't draw a salary. This is a labor of love for me. John Nichols doesn't draw a salary. None of our guests get paid. But we have to pay for the phone lines. We have to pay the electric bill. We have to pay the heating bill. We have expenses here. We have to clean up the place. We occasionally, even every quarter century, get new equipment. This costs money. And the money has to come from the people who listen to the show, who listen to the station.
Folks, that I just did Wisconsin Public Radio's pledge drive up in Madison. I think it was Thursday, and we had more than 50 callers in 1 hour. In fact, we had 58 callers in 1 hour, and I can't believe that Illinois is that less engaged than Wisconsin. I'm not a big fan of the challenges and things on public radio, but I will tell you that I think listeners ought to be conscious of the fact that the reason Bill Moyers and Noam Chomsky and so many other folks, including some lesser lights like myself, come on to these pledge drives with Bob McChesney is because we passionately believe that this show is a vital show not just for Illinois. It happens that the folks in Illinois support it and make it possible, and all thanks to them for that. But this is a vital show nationally. This show, which is a podcast and, you know, broken up and sent all over the internet and, you know, listened to people in Europe and all over the world, really is the single best media critique and media expose show. You know, Bob doesn't just put on folks who are interested in criticizing what the media has done wrong. He also puts on a lot of folks who don't get a hearing anywhere else, and thus exposing the failure of the media by telling listeners, giving listeners a chance to hear alternative views, challenging views, radical views. This is such an important show, and people need to recognize that. They need to recognize that if they're concerned about what's going on in our politics today, if they think our politics isn't what it should be, you can sit around and complain, or you can support the alternative. You can support the sort of programming that breaks through the haze and gives you really vital information, and that's this show. And the only way you can do it, the only way you can support it in a meaningful way, is to call up and make a pledge. It doesn't matter if you pledge $5 or $500. It really, the level is far less important.
Give what you can. That's
right.
Than
the fact that you call and make that pledge.
That's right. Give what you can. The number 244-9455 here at WILL, and a $60 pledge, the standard pledge, will get you a signed copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution. I think you'll get a kick out of it. We've got Bill Moyers coming up in about 10 minutes, so why don't everyone try to get on the horn right now, make your call, make your pledge, do what you can, participate, and then you can sit back and let Bill Moyers talk for a few minutes, hear what Bill has to say. John and I are eager to talk to Bill. Now, Jay Pierce, the manager of WILL AM580, slipped me a note just now saying that when I made them a line about getting new equipment, he said that they were going to get some new equipment here at the station, but the state cut that money out of the budget. That was money that the state decided was not going to be spent here. That means we have to raise the money. And the great thing about radio technology, the revolution going on with the digital technology, is that we can do a lot more with less, but we have to get the equipment in the first place to be able to do it. I mean, there is a capital outlay, and that's got to come from you, the listeners. 244.
If I'm not mistaken, Bob, I did hear some phones ringing in the background there.
Yeah, you did indeed.
That's beautiful sound.
Isn't it sweet? Man, you know, I was listening to the WILL FM on the way into work today, and they were playing some lovely Mozart, a string quintet of his, and it sounded just as beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful pieces of music, is hearing those phones ring.
Well, let me tell you, I love the sound of my almost 4-year-old daughter's voice very, very much. But you know, in all of the non-human, non-physical sounds of somebody being with you, I think there is nothing more beautiful than the sound of the pledge drive phone ringing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's nothing more pathetic, John, too, than looking out where the phone call people are, and they're like,
God,
there's no calls, and they start getting angry at each other, and they're like, you know,
throwing paper wads. People fighting over food.
Yeah,
it's terrible. When a call does come, they all dive together.
Yeah, they're all taking bathroom breaks for like a half hour and, you know, wishing they were somewhere else.
But we can joke about this, but the fact of the matter is that what goes on in this show does matter. It gets better with the higher level of support.
It does.
And I'm telling you, somebody who's out covering the presidential campaign right now, this is a vital thing for people to be conscious of. I go around to virtually every state in the country, either to preach the gospel of impeachment or to cover politics, and there are only a handful of states that have a functional public broadcasting system. In most states, people don't think of public broadcasting as a vital part of their lives. They see it as, you know, something that might play a little classical music, which some folks like and some don't, but they don't see it as something that's really producing a lot of significant in-state local programming that touches their lives. What you've got in Champaign-Urbana and really this whole region of Illinois with WILL is a station that does exactly what public radio is supposed to be. It is a groundbreaking station that produces all sorts of material itself that puts people like you on air. And I think that it's easy sometimes to think that will always exist, that will always be the case. But without a significant level of public support, it is very possible for a public radio system, to fall back into that narrow, dysfunctional zone that is the reality in most states around the United States today. And so,
well, John, you're absolutely right.
And this is a vital thing.
You know, as you were saying, John, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's the popular support at pledge time for this show that sent a message not only to this station here and to this university, this community, that this is a show that people in this community wanted, but it really has been sending a message nationally to other NPR stations and community stations saying, this is the sort of content people in this country want. They don't want shows where you have two people from the mainstream yelling at each other, a sandwich between commercial interruptions. That's what's considered political analysis and media analysis in this country. They wanted a show where guests have an opportunity to actually take 5 or 10 minutes. I remember we had Chomsky on last year, and I think I asked him 4 or 5 questions the whole show. I mean, he gave, like, you know, 10, 15-minute answers a couple times, but they were like these lovely essays. I mean, and, you know, if this had been commercial radio, I would have had to yell at him and then introduce Ann Coulter to insult him and then go to 5 minutes of commercials and come back and hope that he hadn't left the room. I mean, this is really something that requires your support to keep it going. It means you have to call right now, 244-9455. Make your pledge. $60 pledge gets you a brand new copy of my book. I'll sign it for you. With great pleasure will I sign it. The new book is called Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures in the Future of Media. And as John Nichols said, this book pretty much puts the current political moment and the current media reform movement in historical context and talks about, in some detail, what's going on in the last 5 years and where we're going.
Let me tell the listeners something about this book. You know, I know that there's a tendency to think of books as sort of, you know, something that arrives without context, that really is a sort of statement that might be relevant 10 years from now, might have been relevant 10 years ago. But this book is vital because, as you won't say, but it is important for listeners to know, you were literally writing it up till, you know, minutes before the presses started to run. And so it's updated right into 2007.
Yeah,
it is an incredibly contemporary book. And a lot of what's going on right now, if people want to understand why it's going on, and also if they want to understand what they can do about it, because the vital thing in this book is its description of what's going on with the media reform movement and its potential, this is the book to get. It is such an important one, and what a wonderful thing to be able to do, to get a vital, of-the-moment book that really will give you information you need, and at the same time to be able to support a public radio program and station that is part of the response the book describes. I mean, it's almost the perfect confluence, and all you've got to do is call in that pledge right now, and you've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's.
And again, the number 244-9455. And if you're online or you're doing this as listening as a podcast or listening online, or you're listening later, not during the real the live real-time broadcast, just go to willpledge.org. Make your pledge online, and just in the comments section, just mention, you know, McChesney's book, Communication Revolution, Media Matters. Put that in the comments section. You'll get a copy of the book. You'll get an inscribed copy. We'd love to send one to you. And I know we have a lot of listeners who I get emails all the time from people all over the country, even all over the world, listening to the podcast. You know, that podcasting isn't free. We've got a person on our staff here, Jack Brighton, who does nothing really. I don't want to get him in trouble because he's doing other stuff too. But one of the things he spends a lot of time doing is working on the computer. I'm looking at his boss across the table here. I don't want to get him in hot water. But one of the things he does is his salary goes to cover someone to make those podcasts available, to get the page updated too. That takes money. That means you have to call in. And public broadcasting is not just about paid professional staffers. We've got a bunch of terrific ones here, but the people answering the phone aren't getting paid. I'm not getting paid. John Nichols isn't getting paid. Most of the people who are connected to public broadcasting, or a high percentage of them, are people who are here because they live in this community, they belong in this community, they care about media in this community, just like you. And that's why you've got to call 244-9455 and make your pledge. $60 will get you my brand new book signed, inscribed to you, the book Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures and the Future of Media. We're about to get Bill Moyers on the line with us. John, real quickly, you were up in Canada, and in a nutshell, just if you can, in your closest thing to a soundbite you're capable of, talk about the difference in the coverage of Burma in Montreal from the United States.
Well, it's really a heartbreaking experience. I was up in Canada with Patty Smith, who has been such a big supporter of the media reform movement, and we were doing some events with the Pop Montreal Festival up there, which is a big international music festival. But it happened that both Patty and I, you know, you're in your hotel room, and you turn on CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Corporation's equivalent of BBC. It's a very, very good public broadcasting system. And the amazing thing is that their news channel, they have a 24-hour live news channel in Canada. Wouldn't it be wonderful if public broadcasting had that in the U.S.? And their news channel had live hourly reports from refugee camps in Thailand. This was just last Friday, isn't it? You know, right in the thick of what all the news from Burma. But just last Friday, live broadcast reports from refugee camps in Thailand about Burmese refugees leaving, what they were telling about going on, the genocidal actions going on within Burma. Also, they had live hourly reports from the United Nations where developments in Burma were being discussed by the Security Council. And it created this incredibly vital sense. The newspapers in Canada were full of news about Burma. Politicians were debating it. The depth of the dialogue was getting to a point of how do we actually do something, not just use the rhetoric that Condoleezza Rice and George Bush have. And what you realized is that our media, which slips over almost immediately to Britney Spears or to O.J. Simpson, rather than the long-term vital international stories, makes us less human, makes us less functional. Canadians are responding to a global challenge, to a crisis, and they're responding in a humane and useful way.
In many ways,
Americans,
John,
aren't, if because we're not being told about it.
Yeah, if I can interrupt you, John, just to say, I mean, the eyes of the world are on Burma, except in the United States, where the eyes are on Britney Spears and too much of our news media.
It's a crisis, and I cannot emphasize that my experience of literally just watching Canadian coverage for 2 days versus what we're seeing in America drove home to me the incredible disaster that most of our broadcast media in this country is. It doesn't just fail us. Again, it makes us less of what we would want to be as human beings, which is responsive and engaged people who help where we can and use our great power as a country to do good in the world. We are not functional players on the crisis in Burma because most Americans know so little about it that members of Congress and the president are not feeling pressure to act in a responsible manner.
Our guest, John Nichols, this is the two-hour version of Media Matters. It's 2 hours this week because this is Pledge Drive time at WILL AM 580. And the show that's normally in the first hour on the media is going to have a repeat anyway, not an original show. So they allowed me to come in and colonize the first hour. I've got John Nichols. You've been listening to him talk on the line with me. He's in New York right now, taking an hour out of his exceptionally busy schedule to join us. We're going to have Bill Moyers join us in a few minutes. We've got Noam Chomsky in the second half of the hour, Janine Jackson coming up too, we hope, and Norman Solomon. So it's a packed 2 hours. But this is Pledge Drive Day. We've got phone lines open at 244-9455, area code 217 if you're calling long distance, or you can call the toll-free number 866-779-9455. That's the toll-free number. Or, again, those of you who are online, listening to it on the computer or getting it as a podcast, just go to willpledge.org and in the comment section, mention Communication Revolution, the name of my book, if you want to get a copy of it, or mention Media Matters. We'll gladly get you a signed copy, too. This pledge drive isn't going to end today at 2 o'clock Central Time. It's going to keep going on. We need your support. We need this money so we can have new equipment, so we can afford to bring in the guests we want to get. We like to bring in overseas guests periodically. We're going to have, John, our upcoming roster of guests include Katrina Vandenhoevel, who you know well, the editor of The Nation magazine. We've got
one of the top experts on Russia.
And we talk at length. I've already interviewed Katrina, and we go at length on Russia in it for exactly that reason. And you aren't going to have that discussion on any other program in the country, I guarantee you.
You know what's tragic about that? I mean, we just had Condoleezza Rice in Russia yesterday with an incredibly significant dust-up with Vladimir Putin, one that raises real questions about the stability of the region. And yet, you know, why isn't Katrina Vandenhoevel or Steve Cohen or other experts on Russia who have dissenting positions from that of the administration being featured on our broadcast television? Again, it highlights the terrible problem that we've got with our broadcast media in this country and why shows like this, you know, they aren't just indulgences. They're not just fun little shows where you get to hear a little bit of information that intrigues you or appeals to you. Shows like this are really the vital, necessary counterbalance to a media that, if it's all we've got, we are not going to be a functional democracy, and we're not going to know when the next crisis occurs because our media won't have told us about it.
Some of our other guests we've got coming up, John, include Tom Hayden, of course, the legendary political figure, actor going back to the 1960s, who's been very active on the Iraq War. We've got Hidani Ditmars, the Canadian journalist, who spent time in Iraq both before and after the invasion and really has a view of Iraq that very few journalists have gotten outside the Green Zone. We've got Naomi Klein coming on in a month for a full hour to talk about her new book, The Shock Doctrine. We've got Susan Faludi coming on to talk about her book. Andrew O'Boyle, our producer, has been working overtime getting great guests. We are going to go to the phones. Apparently, the number we had for Bill Moyers is not working. I hope that doesn't mean Bill didn't pay the bill or something over there.
I know that Bill Moyers loves you and loves this show, and so I'm sure he's probably trying desperately to get through right now as well.
Yeah, he is. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Janine Jackson, who is joining us. Janine Jackson from Janine Jackson, hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Media Matters. This, as you know, is our Pledge Drive show. And you've been a guest on the show several times, and it's a pleasure to welcome you here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And if I'm subbing for Bill Moyers, I'm thrilled. I'm happy to be in that spot.
You are such a vital part of all the things that are going on. I think Bill Moyers would be the first to say that hearing from Janine Jackson is absolutely as important as hearing from him.
Well, you know, Janine, I think that in a lot of ways, the work that you do at Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, that Counterspin does on the radio that's aired right here, and WILL AM 580, you know, this is very complementary to the work I'm trying to do on Media Matters, that we're trying to do on this show, which is raise perspectives that aren't going to be seen in the dominant mainstream media, to open up new vistas, to open up voices that don't get a chance to be heard otherwise.
Absolutely. And doesn't it seem, Bob, that every day it's more crucial? You know, at FAIR, we're always happy to see more new shows, more new groups, more and more people seem to be developing the thirst, really, you know, recognizing that they're not getting all the information, they're not getting all the argument, they're not getting all the perspectives from the commercial media that they really need day to day to even know what the heck is going on in this country. So more and more folks are turning to other places to help them both interpret the news media that they are getting in the papers and on television, and also to point them to some other perspectives, to some other viewpoints. It's so crucial.
Well, Janine, I have bad news and good news. The good news is that I'm on the air still. The bad news is that we have no callers calling in at 244-9455. Our phone callers are just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, and we would like people to call in. We desperately need your support. Remember, a $60 pledge will get you a brand new copy, a signed copy of my book, Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures in the Future of Media. So please do call in. Let's get those phones lit up. Janine, we'd only have you for another minute or so. What would you say is the biggest story right now that is either not being covered well or is being missed altogether in the mainstream media?
Well, I guess it's maybe the big overarching story, which is the march away from democracy that we're seeing right now in this country. The thing I'm most struck by is hearing Democratic presidential candidates who know that we've got the majority of the country who want us to get out of this Iraq war, and they're saying, oh, no, that's not really the grown-up thing to do, and the media are celebrating them. The media are saying, yes, it's true that the majority of the people want this, but really the best thing a leader could do is to ignore the will of the people. I think when the disconnect is that big, something is really, really broken, you know, and when you cannot, when the people's voices cannot be reflected in their elected leaders, and we have media cheerleading for that fact, I think we're in serious, serious times here. And I think if that doesn't motivate people to get to the phone and to support these little lifelines that we have, these spaces, these arenas where we can have these conversations, because they're closing off, folks. We're not able to, you know, you can't turn on the nightly news and expect to hear everything you need to hear, and we need to value these places that we have and these outlets that we have and keep them alive. They could not be more critical. So I hope that when you think about the war, when you think about the environment, when you think about education, that leads you directly to thinking about independent media. That's where we get to have the conversations about the social justice struggles, whatever they are, that we care about. Well, so you've got to support these stations.
Thank you so much, Janine Jackson, for joining us today. It's your Sunday. You've got a family. You're busy, and it's really and honored us that you joined us for these few minutes. And have a great week, Janine, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
It's been my honor.
All right, thank you. Well, now long-awaited, on our line, holding for us, none other than Bill Moyers. Let's go to Bill right away. Bill Moyers, Bob McChesney here. You're on Media Matters with me.
And I'm glad to be with you, Bob.
I'm honored to have you with us. Bill, I think for many of our listeners, Your program on PBS and your career, your entire body of work, has been an inspiration of what great journalism, especially great broadcast journalism, is capable of. And as you know, today here at WILL, AM 580, we're trying to raise money for this program, for this station. How important is quality public media in the United States, in your view?
As you know, Bob, from our long collaboration together, I believe the quality of journalism affects the quality of democracy. Do we know what we need to know? If we don't, how can we vote? If we don't, can't hold our public officials accountable on the basis of our knowledge of what they're doing, we're operating in the dark as citizens. You cannot get from commercial television, commercial broadcasting, commercial radio, and even often from PBS, what we need to know. So you have to have local stations that are committed to the intelligence and interest of their viewers to provide that indispensable information that makes us good Democrats, small d Democrats.
Bill Moyer is our guest. You're listening to Media Matters. Again, please do call 244-9455. Make the pledge. Bill, we're giving a copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution, to anyone who makes a $60 pledge.
I'm making a $60 pledge right now, and I expect to get the book.
I think we'll get one to you, Bill.
send me where to make out the check.
Okay, we'll do that. Well, Bill Moyers, I want to thank you for joining us today, and keep up the great work, and hope we'll get you back on the show for a full hour at some point down the road.
Well, Bob, let me just say to you, to your visitors, I've known you a long time. You were on my broadcast Now with Bill Moyers a few years ago when we did that. Discussion about what's happening to the media, the lines, phone lines lighted up, the president of PBS called, we sent hundreds of your books out. You truly are the Paul Revere of this movement and the Thomas Jefferson. Your thinking and studying about the media has showed all of us that we don't deserve the media we have. We deserve a different media, and that the media comes to us, the press comes to us through the will and power of corporations. You've been a great educator on this issue, and you are now, I'd say, the Tom Paine and the Paul Revere and the Thomas Jefferson of the media movement, and that you would take time out of your studies and activism to conduct this broadcast week in and week out there and keep your viewers informed is a great tribute to you and to them.
Well, thank you so much, Bill Moyers, and thank you, too, for taking time out of your week. I know how hard you work and how you cherish what time you get with your family.
So. Well, I've got two grandchildren here now, 6 and 5, waiting for me to take them to get pizza.
Well, I wish I was with you right now. I'm a little hungry. Well, thank you so much, Bill Moyers, and have a great week, and thank you for joining us. John Nichols, that was, of course, Bill Moyers imploring people to support this station.
I can't emphasize to people how true what Bill Moyers just said is, and also what an important thing that he would call in and see this show is that vital. Bill Moyers had Bruce Fine and myself on over the summer to talk about the subject of impeachment. It was the first hour of broadcast television devoted to the issue of impeachment in the period of the Bush presidency. That's an incredible statement to make, but the response to it was just unbelievable. It was overwhelming, and it tells us two things. Number one, the American people really do care about this republic, but number two, the only person with a national platform who is giving the American people the information they want and need is Bill Moyers. He is such a vital player, and as he said, you know, he believes that this show is essential. He believes that, you know, what you've done and what the people you work with at WILL have done is so important that he takes time out of his Sunday to be a part of it. The same is true of Janine Jackson. The same is true of myself. And I hope that the listeners recognize that reality. I hope they will realize that you know, we're not just blowing smoke here. We believe this is an absolutely vital show. We all support it, and we all, you know, do what we can to make it work. But the central commitment, the one that matters most, is that of the listeners. And it is made on these pledge drive shows, and it's made by making a call and saying, you know, look, I agree with Bill Moyers. I agree that this is, you know, really not just a program, it's a fight. This is a broadcast battle to defend and improve American democracy. And the way you get in the fight is by calling up and making a pledge.
244-9455 is the local number, area code 217-244-9455. Toll-free number 1-800-779-9455. Or go to willpledge.org, and just in the comments section, put in Media Matters or Communication Revolution. Any $60 pledge will get you a signed copy of my brand-new book, just off the presses, Communication Revolution. You get it just as fast as Bill Moyers is going to get it. You heard him make his pledge on the air just a few minutes ago. We have a number of people to thank, and I want to thank them right now before we go get to the top of our hour. And have to say, I want you to hear their names, too, John, because I know you like this part of the show, too. Carol Stewart from Champaign. I want to thank you. Carla Peterson from Champaign. Ken Green from Saybrook. Michael Covington from Urbana. James Watkins from Urbana. John Wilson, who was a guest on this show just a month ago, from Chicago. David Kanowski from Glen Ellen. And then we've got a bunch of people going by their first names, and I'm going to thank them all. Mitchell from Chicago. I know you, Mitch. Thank you very much. Patricia from Urbana. Carol from Urbana. Timothy from Urbana. I tell you, Urbana is really...
Urbana's coming through.
This is unbelievable. The Urbana nationalists are going to be going nuts now.
Well, let me just say that Urbana is, of course, on record for ending the war in Iraq and I think for impeachment. So, it is a ahead-of-the-curve town, but don't you think that the folks over in Champaign are going to want to catch up?
I think they definitely are. We've got Janice from Urbana. We've got Peter from Champaign. Thank you very much,
Peter.
Robert from, this one's Prairieton. Theodore from Allerton. Okay, great. Nicholas from Urbana. Carla from Champaign. And a Mitchell from Urbana, too. I think a different Mitchell. I want to thank all of you. I hope most of you got the $60 pledge. I hope you're going to get a copy of my book. I think you will like it. We're dedicated to bringing guests on this show, like John Nichols, like Bill Moyers, like Tom Hayden and Naomi Klein, Amy Goodman, giving them a full hour where they can answer questions without being interrupted, for me to introduce some right-wing person to just harass them and take them off the subject, or someone who's just sort of be a goon squad without an interruption for 4 minutes of commercials. The reason we can go a full hour without any commercials with letting our guests actually have a chance to lay out a complex answer is because of your support. It's really that simple. That's why Bill Moyers and John Nichols have called in to support us, Janine Jackson. And if you do call in and make that pledge today, a $60 pledge will get you a signed copy of my brand new book, 244-9455, the number. And again, John, they've moved the goalposts so far back for Media Matters for our target. They're outside. They're not even in the parking lot. They're across the street from the parking lot at the stadium. We've got a lot of callers we need to meet our pledge drive goals, and I really hope people will call in. In the second half of the show, we've got Noam Chomsky coming up. We've got Norman Solomon. We're going to have a lot of chance to talk about politics with both of them and about media. And these are the sort of people who call our show on their own. They want to be part of this. We need your support. John, what's your take right now on the political mood of the country? You're around the country a lot, and, there's sort of a view of the country that you get in the mainstream news media, and then there's a view of the country you get when you actually travel around and talk to people. You've talked about the disconnect. What is it?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think the country is as frustrated as I have ever seen it. I think that grassroots Americans are not arguing much about the traditional issues of left and right or Republican and Democrat. They are remarkably united in their deep disenchantment with and disappointment with the political process. They believed in 2006 that they were electing a Congress to end the war and to hold the Bush administration to account. Remember that millions of Republicans, conservatives, switched their votes to the Democratic side, not because they loved the Democrats, but because they really did feel that Bush was so out of control, it was necessary to make an ideological or partisan change for the good of the republic. And so so many people put it at that level. They thought of it as that important an act in 2006 when they voted. And frankly, for the last 6 or 7 months, they have seen the Bush administration and a Democratic Congress fail to take seriously a lot of the fundamental issues facing the country and fail to have the fight that, frankly, the American people would like to see. And I don't mean a physical fight, but I mean, a good old-fashioned political battle. And that in that failure, I think the Democrats have lost a great opportunity. But I also think that we've opened up a real schism in the American body politic, and I'm hearing it all over the country. There's deep frustration. There are people who are getting pretty mad out there. And I think what it means is the 2008 presidential election may well be one of the most volatile and interesting presidential elections in our history. And it's one of the reasons, again, why shows like this become so absolutely vital, because you're going to need, you know, you're going to need a good roadmap through the 2008 process, and the mainstream media isn't going to give it to you.
John Nichols, our guest. You're listening to Media Matters. This is our special two-hour version we have during Pledge Week. We've all already listened to Janine Jackson and Bill Moyers. This hour, next hour, we have Norman Solomon and Noam Chomsky joining us on the air. John Nichols will have to leave us, I think, just after the top of the hour to go to a speaking event he has in White Plains, New York. John, as always, it's just a pleasure to have you, my dear brother, with us on the air. We got a phone call, John, while you were just speaking, from Sarah McDougall, who has generously offered to add $10 to our pledge total every time a student calls to contribute for the...
And she's done this before, and it's such a wonderful thing. And I got to tell you that it really is vital that young people call in and make a pledge. And we understand that, you know, when you're looking at the way the student loan program works these days, you're not feeling especially flush financially. And so it doesn't have to be a huge pledge. Call and give what you can. What we really look for in programs like this is not merely the amount of money that is raised, but the number of calls that come in. And those calls from young people, from University of Illinois students and others in the region, those matter more. And I know that maybe we shouldn't, you know, have a hierarchy on pledges, but those really matter more than any other pledges, because when a young person commits to supporting public broadcasting, that becomes a lifetime commitment. They keep doing it. They keep coming back and doing more. And when you know that that commitment is going to be matched with a generous pledge from somebody who wants to bring more young people into the process,
and John,
it's a no-brainer.
A student membership here at WILL is $25, so Sarah McDougall is graciously going to add $10 to that every time a student does pledge. The number here again, 244-9455, area code 217-244-9455. We have plenty of lines open. Please do call in. The toll-free number, 1-866-779-9455. I know I get the emails. Just got a couple this morning, one from North Carolina, another one from Arizona, from people who listen to the show every week, listen to either the podcast or go online and listen to it. Folks, you know, there are no free riders here. Everyone's on the team. If you're listening to the show and you don't live in the area, you can still show your support for it. It cost us money to make it available on the internet. Please do call in or go to willpledge.org and make your pledge.
I'm hearing those phones ring.
Isn't it lovely?
That's a beautiful sound.
Maybe that's North Carolina right there. Let's hope so.
Well, and you know, you just read off a couple minutes ago Mitchell's pledge from Chicago, and mm-hmm. understand that people who are engaged and active all the way up in Chicago are listening to this program. I mean, they must be like building little towers on top of their houses to get it in.
Or they might
but
be getting
that's,
it on the
that's,
internet.
How important people see this show as. And the people who can give it the easiest and best support are those in Champaign, Urbana, and surrounding areas who can tune it in easily, listen to it in their car, listen to WILL at home, wherever they're going. And you're the people who use this station, this service, the most. And please, you know, give us a call. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but it does have to be a call. We need that show of support from you, that signal that you recognize how important this program is, this station is, and also how proud you are that the Champaign-Urbana area produces some of the best public broadcasting in the whole United States, arguably in the whole world.
Our guest you've been listening to, John Nichols. I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. This is WILL AM 580. This is Pledge Drive Show. Please do call in. Lines are open. One of the things, John, you know, I love the University of Illinois. I've worked here for 9 years. I bleed blue and orange. And one of the things going around town here is one of the charges I get is talking to people about the show, getting ideas for guests, people coming up and commenting. And this is a small town. So, you know, if I go in to, like, buy a piece of bread or something or get a beer somewhere, you know, people hear my voice and they go, oh, I thought you looked a lot different. They usually think I look a lot better than I look. Now I know why you're in radio.
You were better looking than they anticipated.
Yeah, hardly. Only in my dreams. So please do call in 244-9455. Make the pledge. Again, as John Nichols said, you know, if you don't have $60, give what you can. It's really, you know, if you can only give $10 or $15, give it. All the money is needed. If you came down to our studios, we have a lovely building the Campbell family donated some time ago. But aside from that, there's no jacuzzis in here. There's no, like, parties with celebrities, no junkets to Las Vegas. This money goes to the electric bill, the phone bill. This pays the heating bill. This is really the nuts and bolts of running a public radio station, the money that's absolutely necessary for a bare-bones staff. And this is a staff, an extraordinary staff, I can say so, I'm not on it, of people who are dedicated to public broadcasting, dedicated to this community. One of the signs of this, what a great staff we have here at WILL AM 580 is that it's been the same staff since I've been here. I've been here 5 years. Mm-hmm. You go to a lot of public stations, or certainly any commercial station, my God, they've already had 13 different staffs in the last 5 years, most commercial stations. But you come to this station, it's the same people. They're really committed to this station, to making it work to this community. And, you know, this is your chance as listeners to step up and say, we appreciate that. We appreciate the fact that we've got a lot of people working here who are willing to work for less than they could work in the commercial system because they believe in this product. They believe in this community. 244.
Give that number, Bob.
244-9455. Area code 217, $60 pledge will get you my signed copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures in the Future of Media. Phone lines are wide open. If you've been waiting to call, this is the perfect time.
Well, it's my time to shut off and to leave, but I do want to say to folks one more time that I love doing these pledge drives. I love that list of donors that Bob just read because it does reaffirm to me that there are people who understand the immense value of public broadcasting, of stations like WILL, and of programs like Media Matters. And, you know, the more calls that come in the next hour, the more we will be able to go to programmers, to, you know, media folks and others and say, look, one thing we can tell you, people in Champaign-Urbana and the counties around that region absolutely support quality public broadcasting and a dissenting voice about our current media in this country. And if they're on board, why aren't you on board? So please make the call, you know, give the money. It is vital. It matters. It will be well spent. And also, it will send a powerful signal, not just around the WILL studios, but far beyond Champaign-Urbana, all over this country and even beyond the borders of this country.
Our guest, John Nichols, my brother, John Nichols, thank you so much for joining us today, taking time from your schedule to be here for the last hour. Now go off and give a great talk in White Plains and get back to the heartland of the Midwest. Don't get too close to that salt water. It's not good for your health. You know that.
I know. I'm coming back. Got to get these people on board for impeachment, and then I'm back in the Midwest.
All right. And thanks, John. And I just want to let our listeners know that we're going to have Norman Solomon on just after the Media Minutes break at the top of the hour. And we're also going to have Noam Chomsky on at the bottom of the hour, joining us, both of them, to talk about what's going on in the world today. But the phone lines are completely open now. We don't have a single caller here. This is an ideal time for you to call in at 217-244-9455. Make your pledge. Toll-free number 1-866-779-9455, or go to willpledge.org. Make your pledge online. We know you got lots of people listening to this podcast, not necessarily in real time. Lots of people listening to it on the computer. Make your pledge. We need your support, even if you don't live in Champaign-Urbana. The people in Champaign-Urbana have been doing the heavy lifting of carrying this show, and a lot of listeners out there could help chime in and show their support to help pay for the cost that we accrue by having a serious website and making this show available to people worldwide. So again, 244-9455. One of the things that we like to do here at Media Matters that we started about 4 years ago is we said, why don't we have a weekly show, 5 minutes long, that will just give an update on all the key media policy news that's taking place in the country about media ownership, about the state of public broadcasting, about the laws and regulations surrounding the internet and advertising. And that started with John Anderson back in 2004, became a huge hit. And now we've carried it on. We've got a new generation of people producing it, doing it every week. And it's a show we're really proud of here, and it's called Media Minutes. And we're going to go to it in about a minute or so. Just want to let you know it'll be a five-minute show as usual. During that 5 minutes, that's the time I want everyone to make those calls. because you're going to get a copy of my brand new book, personally inscribed, Communication Revolution, if you do make the call. And it will be my pleasure to do that for you. I'd hand deliver it if I could. If I had enough time and enough gas money, I'd take it right to you. That's how strongly I feel about getting people to support this show, to support this station. This was a book that I wrote last year and into the first half of this year that really reflects my concerns about media. It sort of culminates two decades of my own research that Bill Moyers was referring to when he called in. It's also a very personal story. It's written almost, I wouldn't want to call it a novel because people think it's a fictional book, but it's written with a personal narrative woven into the intellectual discussion and a history, a recent history of what's taken place with media and media politics in this country over the past decade. Most people who've read it have really liked it. I think you will too. So please call in, make your pledge, 244-9455. A $60 pledge will get you a signed copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution. We're going to go right now to Media Minutes for 5 minutes, and after that, we're going to come back and talk with Norman Solomon.
This is WILL Urbana.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, the investigative arm of Congress, has released a new report that shows how the Federal Communications Commission violated its own rules by leaking information to industry insiders about upcoming agency procedures and votes. The report says the FCC gave lobbyists confidential information, which gave the telecommunications companies a big advantage in preparing their arguments before critical votes, while consumer and public interest groups were left in the dark. John Bartholomew of Common Cause explains.
The FCC is set up to regulate the telecommunications industry for the benefit of the public. Yet what they've been doing is showing that they're actually giving favorable treatment to the industry that they regulate.
That big telcos have the agency's ear is not news to anyone familiar with media policymaking. The cozy relationships that lobbyists have with government officials comes from a revolving door, where FCC officials and staff leave to become lobbyists, and lobbyists join the agency as regulators. Left out of the conversation is what's best for the public.
What we can access on the internet and how fast, you know, with the net neutrality issue. Can cell phones work on multiple networks? Will people have access to setting up a low-power FM station or their public access stations? These are all things that the FCC regulates that the telecommunications industry doesn't necessarily want to see happen.
Will the GAO report change the way the FCC does business?
There hasn't been a comment from Chairman Martin's office, so they haven't said what they plan on doing about this. So will things change over there? It's very difficult to say.
Bartholomew says it will take congressional oversight to end business as usual.
Instead of contacting the FCC, contact your member of Congress to say, don't let the FCC keep doing this, because the Congress is the one with the real teeth in this situation.
And now, a guest commentary from Rick Kempfer, a Chicago media critic, author of the novel Severance, and a 20-year radio veteran. Rick would like to thank the FCC for changing his life.
Unlike most people in the business, I owe a debt of gratitude to the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Without it, I'd still be working in radio, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, dedicating my life to producing and writing a local Chicago morning show with local Chicago content. But after deregulation, when six companies owned everything and salaries plummeted and cutbacks started and nationally syndicated shows replaced the local shows, I decided to leave the business. And you know what? I realize I've never formally thanked the media giants for giving me my life back. So I'd like to do that now, if that's okay. Thank you, media giants. My family appreciates your insatiable greed. But you know, I feel bad even bringing up the past deregulation, because as the Tribune mentioned, that's yesterday's war. The internet has changed everything. And that is so true. People who can't get the information they need because of the cutback news departments or the rabid foaming at the mouth talk show hosts have completely destroyed the media giant's business model by abandoning the mainstream media. And that's just not fair. Media giants can't be blamed for overpaying so much for radio stations that they can't possibly make the 40% profit that Wall Street demands. The media giants can't be blamed for buying radio stations and TV stations and newspapers in the same market, hoping that the FCC would change the rules that have been in place for decades. Sure, they were given the airwaves for free in exchange for broadcasting in the public interest, but they can't be expected to live up to that when they have to work so much harder at making money because of the people who have brazenly disregarded the media giants' business model. Just because the overwhelming majority of Americans, left and right, north and south, blue state and red state, are totally opposed to this new deregulation, doesn't mean that the FCC should stop it. And that's why I'm here on the side of all 9 Americans in favor of deregulation. The 6 CEOs of the media giants and the 3 Republican members of the FCC. And I'm not ashamed to say so.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.
Okie dokie, welcome back to Media Matters. This is the second hour of our special 2-hour edition today, coming to you live from Campbell Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in beautiful Urbana, Illinois. First hour, we had John Nichols talking to us from New York. We heard from Janine Jackson and Bill Moyers, all emphasizing the same point, that we need the listeners to this station, to this program, to support this show, to support WILL-AM during this pledge drive. This is the time to step up, make the call. The lines are open, 217-244-9455. We only do this twice a year, and we try to do it well enough so that we're going to raise the funds we need to pay the bills, to get the equipment necessary to make the transition to the digital era. And a lot of listeners out there could help chime in and show their support to help pay for the cost that we accrue by having a serious website and making this show available to people worldwide. So again, 244-9455. One of the things that we like to do here at Media Matters that we started about 4 years ago is we said, why don't we have a weekly show, 5 minutes long, that will just give an update on all the key media policy news that's taking place in the country about media ownership, about the state of public broadcasting, about the laws and regulations surrounding the internet and advertising. And that started with John Anderson back in 2004, became a huge hit. And now we've carried it on. We've got a new generation of people producing it, doing it every week. And it's a show we're really proud of here, and it's called Media Minutes. And we're going to go to it in about a minute or so. Just want to let you know it'll be a 5-minute show as usual. During that 5 minutes, that's the time I want everyone to make those calls, because you're going to get a copy of my brand new book, personally inscribed, Communication Revolution, if you do make the call. And it will be my pleasure to do that for you. I'd hand deliver it if I could. If I had enough time and enough gas money, I'd take it right to you. That's how strongly I feel about getting people to support this show, to support this station. This was a book that I wrote last year and into the first half of this year that really reflects my concerns about media. It sort of culminates 2 decades of my own research that Bill Moyers was referring to when he called in. It's also a very personal story. It's written almost, I wouldn't want to call it a novel because people think it's a fictional book, but it's written with a personal narrative woven into the intellectual discussion and a history, a recent history of what's taking place with media and media politics in this country over the past decade. Most people who've read it have really liked it. I think you will too. So please call in, make your pledge, 244-9455. A $60 pledge will get you a signed copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution. We're going to go right now to Media Minutes for 5 minutes, and after that, we're going to come back and talk with Norman Solomon.
This is WILL Urbana.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, the investigative arm of Congress, has released a new report that shows how the Federal Communications Commission violated its own rules by leaking information to industry insiders about upcoming agency procedures and votes. The report says the FCC gave lobbyists confidential information, which gave the telecommunications companies a big advantage in preparing their arguments before critical votes, while consumer and public interest groups were left in the dark. John Bartholomew of Common Cause explains.
The FCC is
set up to regulate the telecommunications industry for the benefit of the public. Yet what they've been doing is showing that they're actually giving favorable treatment to the industry that they regulate.
That big telcos have the agency's ear is not news to anyone familiar with media policymaking. The cozy relationships that lobbyists have with government officials comes from a revolving door, where FCC officials and staff leave to become lobbyists, and lobbyists join the agency as regulators. Left out of the conversation is what's best for the public.
What we can access on the internet and how fast, you know, with the net neutrality issue. Can cell phones work on multiple networks? Will people have access to setting up a low-power FM station or their public access stations? These are all things that the FCC regulates that the telecommunications industry doesn't necessarily want to see happen.
Will the GAO report change the way the FCC does business?
There hasn't been a comment from Chairman Martin's office, so they haven't said what they plan on doing about this. So will things change over there? It's very difficult to say.
Bartholomew says it will take congressional oversight to end business as usual.
Instead of contacting the FCC, contact your member of Congress to say, don't let the FCC keep doing this, because the Congress is the one with the real teeth in this situation.
And now, a guest commentary from Rick Kempfer, a Chicago media critic, author of the novel Severance, and a 20-year radio veteran. Rick would like to thank the FCC for changing his life.
Unlike most people in the business, I owe a debt of gratitude to the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Without it, I'd still be working in radio, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, dedicating my life to producing and writing a local Chicago morning show with local Chicago content. But after deregulation, when 6 companies owned everything and salaries plummeted and cutbacks started and nationally syndicated shows replaced the local shows, I decided to leave the business. And you know what? I realize I've never formally thanked the media giants for giving me my life back. So I'd like to do that now, if that's okay. Thank you, media giants. My family appreciates your insatiable greed. But you know, I feel bad even bringing up the past deregulation, because as the Tribune mentioned, that's yesterday's war. The internet has changed everything. And that is so true. People who can't get the information they need because of the cutback news departments or the rabid foaming at the mouth talk show hosts have completely destroyed the media giant's business model by abandoning the mainstream media. And that's just not fair. Media giants can't be blamed for overpaying so much for radio stations that they can't possibly make the 40% profit that Wall Street demands. The media giants can't be blamed for buying radio stations and TV stations and newspapers in the same market, hoping that the FCC would change the rules that have been in place for decades. Sure, they were given the airwaves for free in exchange for broadcasting in the public interest, but they can't be expected to live up to that when they have to work so much harder at making money because of the people who have brazenly disregarded the media giant's business model. Just because the overwhelming majority of Americans, left and right, north and south, blue state and red state, are totally opposed to this new deregulation, doesn't mean that the FCC should stop it. And that's why I'm here on the side of all 9 Americans in favor of deregulation. The 6 CEOs of the media giants and the 3 Republican members of the FCC. And I'm not ashamed to say so.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.
Okie dokie, welcome back to Media Matters. This is the second hour of our special 2-hour edition today, coming to you live from Campbell Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in beautiful Urbana, Illinois. First hour, we had John Nichols talking to us from New York. We heard from Janine Jackson and Bill Moyers, all emphasizing the same point, that we need the listeners to this station, to this program, to support this show, to support WILL-AM during this pledge drive. This is the time to step up, make the call. The lines are open, 217-244-9455. We only do this twice a year, and we try to do it well enough so that we're going to raise the funds we need to pay the bills, to get the equipment necessary to make the transition to the digital era. I should add that Bill Noyers, who was our guest in the first hour of the show, called us in. His program, Bill Moyer's Journal, is on WILL-TV, Fridays at 8 p.m., so make sure you catch that if you have not been catching it. It is, for my money, some of the finest broadcast journalism going in this country today. Now, some would say that's like saying someone's the best ice hockey player in Nigeria. I didn't say that, but he is doing great work there. I do have a few people I want to thank before we go back to the phone lines. Who have called in the past hour and made the $60 pledge, many of them, which will get you a copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures in the Future of Media. I think you'll like the book, so please do call in, make the pledge, and you'll get a copy of the book personally signed by me with great pleasure. But I want to thank a few people here. We've got, and my reading is about as good as my handwriting, Martha Wenzel from Monticello, thank you very much. Laura Bynum from Mahomet. Keith Wilson from Charleston. Charleston, we've got a run here. Holly Andrews from Charleston. Charles Seagard from Champaign. James Berger from Champaign. Champaign's making a run. Give me some help here, Jay Pierce, who's in the room with me. What name is that?
I don't know which one.
One Ed Gordon and...
Bees?
Okay, thank you. I'm not the only one. Bees and Ed Gordon from Champaign. Martha Traster from St. Louis. Thank you, St. Louis. That's great.
You know, Martha Wenzel is my mother-in-law, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she went to the Media Reform Conference, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, well, thank you, Martha. Susan Kapusinski from Champaign. Thank you very much, Susan. Phyllis and Morton Brussel from Urbana. Darren Eastburn from Urbana. Marty from St. Louis. And Peter from Lexington. Thank all of you for calling in. You know, I tell you, the people who give money to this station, I'd like to hug each and every one of them, Jay. I just think they're wonderful people.
I would, too, if it was possible.
Yeah, I would, too. And, you know, one thing I know is only 10% of the people who listen to public stations actually call in and pledge. Mm-hmm. 90% of the people listening let other people do the work for them. Mm-hmm. And for the 10%, I love you. The people who've called in, you're just wonderful. And you're doing your job. I mean, you're contributing. You're part of the station. You're why we exist. If you're part of the 90% that's tuning in but not calling up, I mean, I think it's time maybe to head over to the mirror and take a look into your eyes and ask yourself what exactly the program is here. Sure, maybe you don't have $60, but maybe you certainly have a few dollars. Give what you can. It means a lot just to get any pledge, to see that people out there care. They're supporting us. And if you're doing well off, give more than 60. If you can give 1,000, give 1,000. We need the money. We need the support. This is a listener-driven enterprise. This isn't fringe money on the top so we can have a Christmas party. This is to pay the bills.
It's 38% of our budget.
38%. I mean, that pretty much lays it right on the line. That's a lot more than we're getting from Uncle Sam, right?
Yeah.
A lot more than we're getting from Uncle Rod.
Listeners are the single largest source of funding for WILL radio, and this is happening around the country for public radio. And, Bob, you know, we think it's a good thing. We talk about, what would happen if we had full federal funding and the like, but, you know, with the federal government, how much ever comes down without strings attached?
Yeah.
And we formed Corporation for Public Broadcasting to be, in fact, the Public Broadcasting Act was signed 40 years ago next month.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's too bad we didn't ask Bill Moyers about that. He was in the room when all the negotiations went on with LBJ.
You're right. And it was formed, and CPB was formed to be a firewall between the government. You know, the pass-through from Congress would appropriate the money to CPB, which appropriates it to the stations. We had some tinkering with that recently, and thankfully that's been cleared up. But the fact of the matter is that that just showed how vulnerable that can be to the political process. So the stronger the local support is, the stronger the listener support is for this service, we believe the more we can be in an independent voice, accountable to listeners and not any kind of interest, be it government or private.
Well, Jay Pierce, I think this shows a testament to that philosophy. It is the support of listeners that has created a firewall that Sean Hannity couldn't drive a truck through. No one's going to tell us who to have on the show. We're going to have Naomi Klein. We're going to have Noam Chomsky. We're going to have Amy Goodman and John Nichols and Bill Moyers and Tom Hayden and Susan Faludi. And we're going to give them a chance to talk for an hour, take detailed questions, have elaborate ideas without commercial interruption, without having some goon come out and shout them down and try to change the subject.
And I'll tell you one more thing. we don't advertise our listenership that often. You know, commercial stations will take out billboards. We're number one. We're number one. This and that. This and that. We use ratings not, you know, for that kind of competitive thing. We use it to base our programming on, to make sure that what we're putting on the air is getting some listenership. And if it's not, you know, why are we not promoting it right, or what's happening? But I will tell you, this show is number one in its time slot in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, you know, that is, I know that. And that's just one of the reasons I love the station, all this community. And I'd love it even more if we had a phone call light up, because we have empty phone lines right now. So please do call in 244-9455. Make your pledge. We need your support. We need another 70 callers to meet our goal that has been set for us here for this two-hour slot. The toll-free number, 866-779-9455. Student membership's only $20. And also, you can go online to willpledge.org. And we know there are tens of thousands, maybe even more, of people listening to podcasts. Come on, podcasters. This is your chance. Get on that website, willpledge.org. Make your pledge. And in the comment, just put in Media Matters or McChesney's Communication Revolution. We'll send you a signed copy of my brand new book. Now, we've got on the phone line someone who's been a guest on this show many times, as recently as this summer, who has a new book out, and we're going to get him on soon to do a program just on his new book. One of the really outstanding journalists in America, someone who I've gotten to know over the past 10 or 12 years, and I consider a good friend, Norman Solomon, joining us. Hey, Norman, are you there?
Hi, Bob, I am.
You are? Great. Are you out in California?
Yes, right.
Okay, and your new book is Made Love, Got War?
Right.
That's a great title, especially the first half.
Well, things have not progressed in the last 40 years as I might have hoped.
And I take it this is a bit of a memoir?
That's a thread of it, but I try to put my life in a historical context, you know, rather than the other way around and where are we all apparently headed.
Well, you know, you, I think, in addition to being a journalist and a political reporter and an investigative journalist, you were also one of the top media observers covering, you know, writing about media coverage of news. That's one of your beats, and I think you do it about as well as anyone. So you, more than anyone, know the importance of having a show like Media Matters in the air.
Well, no doubt, and frankly, without any invidious comparisons, there are so many public radio stations that would not tolerate hosting and making a home for this program, and it's a real testament to WILL, I think, that not only has the station been accepting of this program, but nurturing it and making it possible and helping it to flower. And to me, that means that with all the walls of media communications that we talk about, fret about, and try to change, there are big cracks in the wall that we can create, and we can, to extend the metaphor, plant flowers in them. And so I just want to say, if we don't support what is good in public radio, we will find less of it.
Well, that's true. Norman Solomon, our guest. I'm Bob McChesney. Again, this is Media Matters. This is Pledge Drive Week. The number here to make your pledge, 244-9455. That's our local number, 866-779-9455, the toll-free number if you're outside the local area. Anyone who gives a $60 pledge, Norman, gets a signed copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution, Critical Junctures in the Future of Media. And I think you've got a copy of that, don't you?
I do, and I was going to say, I'm in the midst of reading it, and people will get a bargain, and they will not only get a wonderful, important, cutting-edge book, at the same time, you're supporting this radio station and this program.
Yeah, indeed they are. And I think you made the point really well that the media we have, you know, a lot of the work I do outside of when I'm doing this show is trying to get citizens involved in media policy making so we can build a better media system, have a healthier and more vibrant journalism, less censorship, less propaganda, more information people really need to govern their lives. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that when we have a show like this, when we have stations like WILL, we have to make sure we keep what we've got. We can't afford to like be looking down the road and forget what's right in front of us.
Yeah, the possibilities are all up for grabs, and we at an outset need to consolidate the gains we've already made to nurture them. Certainly this radio program is one of the gains across the country, and you know, you have listeners throughout not only Illinois but around the country, podcast on the web and elsewhere. That's a victory for not just the program Media Matters, but the social change, progressive media movement reform that we're part of nationally.
Our guest here, Norman Solomon, is joining us today, taking time out of his busy schedule because we're trying to get people to call in today during our Pledge Drive week to support Media Matters, to support WILL AM 580. And the phone lines right now, Norman, I regret to say, are flat out cold. They're dark. There's not a ring to be heard. We desperately need people to call in. Please make your call now. We're going to get to Noam Chomsky in about 15 minutes. Noam will be joining us. So I think the smart play, make your call now, make your pledge, sit back and relax, 244-9455, or go to willpledge.org. $60 will get you a copy of my brand new book, but give what you can. If you can only give $10 or $15, fine, whatever it takes. If you can give $1,000, give that. We need your support. It's absolutely imperative that people call in to demonstrate that this is the sort of show that they like to see on the air. This is the sort of station they want in their community. They like the idea of local community-oriented public broadcasting, strongly rooted in East Central Illinois, in this community, where the listeners aren't just consumers, but they're really participants in the process.
Well, I think that's key because there's a lot of consuming that we're urged to do. But the idea of being active, to be a media activist, to think, to take action, that's antithetical to the corporate media message. And we need to have a counterforce developed at the grassroots that can really transform the media landscape. Meanwhile, I wanted to make a suggestion that people may, in the next couple of minutes, want to, and I would urge you to, tune me out. Get to the phone, make the pledge, so you'll be ready to listen to Noam Chomsky.
How selfless of you, Norman. Well, we'll get you back on to talk about your book soon. We've had you on so many times, people think you're my co-host. But we have you on for a reason. You are a terrific guest, a wonderful journalist, and you're always invariably doing pace-setting work that really gets right to the heart of crucial issues.
Well, thank you. I mean, I feel like I'm part of a synergy, and frankly, so much of what I have learned in the last 30 years has been because of community radio, because of the flow of information and analysis that's in real time, and this, you know, predates the Internet. Being able to be in a community, and I was in Portland, Oregon, I'm in the Bay Area, I lived in Washington, D.C. and New York, to be able to turn on the radio and get a program that really addresses cutting-edge issues in the present time, it's very powerful. We need to nurture that, and Media Matters is a tremendous resource in the Midwest and around the country.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Norman Solomon. Have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
That was Norman Solomon joining us, author of the brand-new book, Made Love, Got War, which is sort of a memoir of his 40 years as a journalist and an activist, and he's been a great friend of this show. Already today, we've heard from Janine Jackson and Bill Moyers, and of course, we had my dear friend John Nichols, the nation's Washington correspondent, on for the first hour. In a few minutes, we're going to go to our final guest for the day, Noam Chomsky, who we're going to give as much time as Professor Chomsky feels he can share with us. He has graciously agreed to be on the program today on his weekend, and we're deeply honored, as we are with our other guests, that he's able to do so. But I think Norman Solomon had the right idea. In the next 10 minutes, make the call. Because, you know, Jay, we've talked about this. 90% of the people who listen to this show don't contribute, maybe even more, for what we know. We have 100,000 people who get the podcast, I'm told, every month. If only 1% of them were to make that $60 pledge, we could upgrade the equipment, we could hire more people, we could do the mind is boggled.
That would be craziness.
It would be craziness.
It would be a great problem to have.
It would be just the sort of problem. It would be like Paul Allen finding out he was co-owner of Microsoft or Ringo getting appointed to the Beatles. It would be like one of these ecstatic moments.
It would be an ecstatic moment. Bob, I'm pretty proud of the fact that we got a report from the first hour that we had, and they were still counting, but at least 30 calls, probably 34 or more calls in the first hour. And John Nichols was saying that when he was on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's a statewide network, that's over the whole state, including Milwaukee and, you know, everything else, Eau Claire and, you know, on up in, even
that's
into
four
the
and
Minneapolis
half million
area.
People.
Yeah, and they had 50 calls an hour, and they were ecstatic. And we had over 34 calls from what we're able to do here on WILL AM and for those listening on the Internet. I think that's pretty good.
And we saw the calls are almost all local. I mean, they're all regional. This is the people of East Central
Illinois. That's it. And we would like to top that in this hour. This is the regular hour of the show. A show of force for a program like this does a couple of things. One, of course, it solidifies its place in our schedule. I don't think that's a question. But it also helps us. You know, we have some community radio stations around the country that run this show on a delayed basis. Mm-hmm. They download the MP3 of it from our website with our blessing. They're not able to carry it live. You know, we would dearly love if we could hit, you know, that $60,000 you talk about from
the podcast,
you know, the podcast alone. You know, that would be plenty of money for us to mount an effort to make this show available to more people over the air on different radio stations. We dearly love to do that. We basically, you know, kind of go by on our budget being able to do what we do here in Champaign-Urbana. But as you know, we would love to be able to expand beyond these regions.
And, you know, the support that WILL has given this show, Norman Solomon referred to it. I've talked about it before, too. I mean, that's listeners have to really understand what Norman said and what I said in the past, and which is that there are very few NPR stations that would have given a show like this a crack.
It's tough, and I talk to my colleagues, and I go, hey, we got this great show. And they're like,
well, they see all the complaints. They see all the sort of negative stuff that's going to come with it.
I don't see that. That's not coming. I mean, you know, yeah, we get a few comments. Where's the other side? And it's like, well, you know, I mean, let's see, 15 hours a week of Rush Limbaugh, another 15 of Sean Hannity, and, you know, this and that. But listen to the show.
Yeah.
You listen to the show, and you tell me that it's extreme to one side or the other. The phone lines are open on the program, you know. I mean, and I guess if you bring up ideas that aren't talked about in what we call the mainstream, and I still question what is mainstream anymore. If this show is number one in its time slot, isn't this now the mainstream?
Yeah.
And when you think about what is going on in this program, the topics that are being talked about that you're not hearing anywhere else, and I have a good friend who was pointing this out. The Blackwater case, for instance, you know, you talked about it.
Sure.
I know that that Amy Goodman talked about it on her program months ago. And then all of a sudden it erupts in mainstream and all the newspapers are having it, you know, a week or two ago. And people are like, oh, my God, how could this happen? And a lot of people were sitting there going, why is this a big surprise to you? You know, this was being talked about, but, you know, not again in the quote-unquote mainstream news.
You know, I'll give you another example of that. We had Danny Schechter on in the spring this year. Danny Schechter, a famous broadcast journalist for a long time, and he was breaking a lot of the story about the subprime interest rates and what was going on in the credit market and the economy months before it hit the front pages, even made much beyond the business pages. And so our listeners were alerted to this crisis and the threat held to our economy months ahead of what was going on in conventional news media.
So if questioning at all, and you know, the country and the democracy is built on questioning, we're always supposed to be questioning. There's nothing to be afraid of, you know, in questioning if you're not doing anything wrong. But I guess the idea is that if questioning the status quo, if asking questions about the administration is being extreme and being flakes and being way out or, you know, whatever it is, well, so be it, then we are. But I don't think so. I think that the mainstream in a democracy is exactly where this is. I mean, it's the listeners of WILL that question, that want to make sure that the rules, you know, are fair for everybody, that we're all in the game together and we're all on a level playing field. If that's being extreme or whatever, well, so be it. You know, throw the labels out. But,
well, one thing that isn't extreme, Jay, and I got to interrupt you, is there's an extreme lack of phone calls right now.
Well, they're too interested probably in what we're saying.
I think that
right
must
now.
Be it, Jay.
So we'll get back to the commercialism of the phone line. But, you know, the WILL listeners have made this show a success.
They have
made WILL a success. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
And this university supported the station and me all the way. And we appreciate it. That's why I bleed blue and orange. But we need your support. This is the time for the listeners to say, yeah, this is a show that's important to us. We care about it. You know, my new book that just came out, I'm giving as many copies as we can go through. I hope you clean out my bank account. It'd be with the greatest pleasure of my life that I come up with more copies. The publisher's given me a wonderful price, so don't worry about that. But, you know, to get that book, Communication Revolution, you need to make a $60 pledge. That's the standard pledge here. Please call. The phone lines are wide open. It's 244-9455. The toll-free number, 866-779-9455. We have Noam Chomsky joining us in a few minutes. So make your call now so you can sit back and relax, listen to Noam. And again, following up on a point, we know that 90% of the people listening right now, listening to the show, have not pledged not only to this show, but just to WILL AM 580. And, you know, the research shows that most people listen for a long time before they make the first pledge. Then they become regular pledgers. What I'm telling you is we don't have that luxury. We can't wait till 2011 for you to finally get off the couch. You've got to get off the couch now. Become a regular pledger now. If we could just raise from the percentage of listeners who contribute from 10% to 20% or 25%, that alone would give us the resources, so it would be easier for us. We could afford to do shows with people like Robert Fisk from England when a story breaks in the Middle East and we'd like to get someone right there, or Georges Monbiot from London. But those are expensive shows. We can't afford to do that now. That's not something I can ask WILL to sort of cut someone's salary so I can do a European phone call. That's where we need listeners to say, this is important. We want this on the air. You've got to call the number 244-9455, the toll-free number 1-866-779-9455. You'll get a copy of my book, Communication Revolution, for a $60 pledge, personally inscribed. I think you'll enjoy the book. It's got a personal story plus a pretty strong intellectual argument about what's going on in media today and going forward. We're going to be speaking with Noam Chomsky momentarily, and I know a lot of people are interested in hearing what Noam has to say. So get your call in now. Make the pledge now. And if you haven't pledged before, this is your chance. I know that we got a wonderful offer from Sarah McDougall to make a $10 add-on to anyone who makes a new student membership. Student memberships, only $25. Get started now. Become a participant. Again, public radio only works like it works at WILL when you have an active and engaged listenership. I mean, if we had a robot listenership like you're going to get in a commercial station or you're going to get in some public stations, I dare say, I'm not going to name any, then you're going to lose the momentum, the dynamism to take chances, to do original programming, to say, what would people in our community like that they're not getting? To really take the chances that WILL is willing to take, bringing shows to listeners you're not getting anywhere else. And I love our community station. We have a wonderful one here in town, WEFT, and it's a sister station. That's how we regard it. But WILL is able to bring other shows that WEFT can't afford. And WILL is willing to give people like me a chance to have a program on the air and give me the rope to develop the show. I've been on the air for 5.5 years, and I didn't come out of the chute with a fully formed show. They didn't know what they were going to be getting. Some crackpot professor shows up, says he wants to do a radio show. Well, they stuck by me, and you stayed by me, and this is your chance to step forward and say, hey, this is important to us. We want to support Media Matters. We want to send the message to this country that this is the sort of radio that people in this country want. They're tired of just getting, you know, two people yelling conventional wisdom at each other, but sandwiched by 4 minutes of commercial breaks for products you don't want or need. This is not really great radio. Great radio is community radio. It's public radio. It gives the guest a chance to develop their ideas. You know, when we have a guest on, like Noam Chomsky, who we'll be talking to in a few minutes, when I had Noam Chomsky on the show in 2006 and we were talking, I asked him about Iran, which then wasn't really on the radar of the news media. It was before the drumbeat. I think Noam Chomsky gave like a 12-minute answer about Iran without interruption, that was just one of the loveliest expositions on Iran and Iranian history and American-Iranian relations that I've heard. And, you know, that would have been impossible, I think, in any other radio show that I know of in the country, certainly on commercial radio, and I think probably on any public show, too. That's the sort of show you're going to get here, and that's where we need the support.
You talk about the drumbeat. What is it that causes that? What causes that effect? You've studied this.
The drumbeat.
Why do people wait until the drumbeat? Why do stations wait till the drumbeat? Is it because it's safe then to talk about things? They're not going out on a limb?
I think that's it. I think that, you know, there's a real, and it's a bureaucratic impulse that you don't want to, you know, I think the problem we have with stations, commercial or public, but especially public in this case, is they're going to say, you know, if I put on a show that's outside the ordinary, that's not what other people are doing, then I'm exposing my rear end. And if someone doesn't like it, they're going to come after me and say, how come you're doing this? No one else is doing this. You must, there's something wrong with you. That takes a lot of courage, which is why I admire WILL so much, because there weren't a lot of public stations carrying a show like this then, any more than they are now. And I think WILL's been proven right, that this is the sort of show people do want to listen to. The support's there. And this is the time of year we come twice a year and ask the listeners to show it, to step up to the plate, to call in, to make the pledge, 800-800-9455. Make the $60 pledge. Get a signed, inscribed copy of my brand new book. I'm Bob McChesney. I'm the host here of Media Matters. Just to remind folks, this is WILL AM 580. It's the bottom of the hour now. We're about to go to Noam Chomsky. But before we get to Noam Chomsky, please make your call, make your pledge. And all of you out there in Podcastville, wherever you might be, or on the internet listening to the show, and I know there are lots of you, I get your emails. We hear from you when I travel around the country. You're eligible to give money, too. Don't let the great, wonderful people of East Central Illinois do all the heavy lifting here. You have to let this station know that you care about this, because all public media is making a transition to the internet. We don't know how long it's going to be, but there's going to come a time when conventional broadcasting, we know it, is gone. That's not going to end the need for public media. It's going to be more necessary than ever. But to make that transition, people who access programs like this online have to support it online. You can't simply let others do it and think it's going to magically remain there 10, 15 years down the road, or even 5 years down the road. So go to the website willpledge.org. And in the comment box, just put Media Matters and say you want to get McChesney's new book, Communication Revolution. We'll make sure you get an subscribed copy. And you don't have to do it today. You don't have to do it on our live show here, October 14th. You can do it anytime in the next couple of weeks. We'll make sure you get a copy. But do make your pledge. Jay, the lines are simply not looking good right now.
244-9455. And when you make them ring, what you're doing is, you know, you're saying that, yeah, okay, so we went out, what, five and a half years ago, and, you know, Bob came in, and we weren't going out on a limb. You know, you were a pretty known quantity to me, and you'd been on David Inge's show before, and mm-hmm. we knew what you were talking about, and read your books, and saw your studies. And so, you know, while nothing when we start a new venture is a safe bet, I think the first time out the shoot when we did a pledge drive here and saw the response to it, and then I started looking at the audience analysis and seeing that it wasn't some radical fringe audience that was coming out, you know, from somewhere and just listening to 1 hour a week of Media Matters. It's our audience. It's the audience for WILL. It's the audience that listens to Morning Edition and All Things Considered and Focus 580 and the Afternoon Magazine and Alternative Radio and, you know, everything else, Tavis Smiley, which comes up, a diversity of viewpoints. And that's that's our mission. You know, the mission of public broadcasting over the years has been to give voice to those who don't have otherwise a voice in the controlled media. And so it's been a very important part of our schedule and a very important part of our mission, Bob. You know, it's not some weird thing that just dropped out and we decided to take a chance on. It was we calculate when we take these kinds of things. But you're right, putting a new program on, yes, there is a risk to it. How is it going to be accepted? How's the host going to do? Are they going to follow through with what they promised and the like? And we've seen programs come and go. But this has endured, and I can't believe it's been 5.5 years.
I know,
years
amazing.
Already.
Well, I don't want to dwell on this point, but I can honestly tell you there's no other NPR station in the country, to my knowledge, that would have run a show like this, and none's run it since then, despite the evidence of the support. So we have to even give them more evidence. This is the sort of show they want to get on the air. Please call. We're about to go to Noam. The number here, 244-9455, toll-free, 1-866-779-9455. Again, $60 gets you signed, inscribed copy of my new book, Communication Revolution. Let me say a few thank yous to a handful of people who have called. Katie from Urbana. Boy, Urbana's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it a wonderful city? You think it was a city of 400,000 based on the number of calls we're getting from Urbana.
You know, if you look at the 1 out of 10 number, I bet if we just took Urbana, we probably can do that and look at zip codes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet it is more like that Nirvana number, that 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I think
or
it is. Yeah, we've got Lou Wyniak from Mahama, Jerry from Urbana, Blue Moon Farm from Urbana. Thank you, Blue Moon Farm. Richard Nivon Schrader, I'm terrible with pronunciation. I know the correct German pronunciation is Schrader, but a lot of it's anglicized as Schroeder. In Mattoon, Gene Quigley. Gene Quigley from
Sonneman,
thank you. Kay and Tom Wilson from Normal. Harry Brown from Lafayette. Thank all of you so much. Please, I want to read off a lot more names before we go much further. The number here, 244-9455. You know, one of the things that the support we're getting when we get it helps with is getting good guests. You know, Naomi Klein has a big book out now. Naomi's been a guest on our show twice in the past, but now with her new book, The Shock Doctrine, she's a huge star. I mean, she was on Bill Maher. She's getting on national TV. She's being interviewed by movie stars like John Cusack and Tim Robbins. And she's, you know, an international figure as a journalist and a writer, as well she should be. But, you know, I emailed her and said, you know, we'd like to get you on our show. And right away, yeah, let's set a date. Your show, I want to be there. That's my audience. So we're going to have her on November 18th. The reason she wants to be on this show, because she knows she's going to get a full hour to explain her ideas. She's not going to have someone shouting her down and breaking up her second sentence, because her argument's complex. It's not a simplistic argument. She needs time to develop it. And she knows she's going to get callers on that show who are actually going to care about it, who maybe have read the book by then or are very interested in the issues she's raising, and they're going to have really serious questions. So she's eager to do it. I mean, she was ecstatic, enthusiastic at the idea of coming on this show.
WILL listeners, and time and time again, we have guests on this show and all of our shows, and when they get done and, you know, you do a little wrap-up afterwards and stuff, they go, I'm just extremely impressed. Two things. One is you obviously read the book before you did the interview with me. Two is the quality of the questions that comes from your audience, from WILL listeners. You know, we have got some of the most intelligent, creative, committed, concerned listeners that I've ever heard. Now, we need to translate that, go into my commercial mode here, to 244-9455 and call, you know, and show how passionate you are about this station and about keeping public radio and the dialogue going. This is, you know, what is the alternative? You know, think about the alternative for a minute and then pick up the phone and call 244-9455. Bob, you're way too humble. I'm going to put a plug in here for your book. $60 to get a hold of an inscribed edition of Bob McChesney's new book. You know, I know a lot of people know you as the host of Media Matters, and you work, you know, you do research and you teach at the university here, but my gosh, how many people know, and I know a lot of the listeners do, but not everybody, you know, you're president of this thing called Free Press. You know, what is that? That's a nationwide organization which is researching and advocating and lobbying for a free press, for an open media, for a media that's accountable to listeners. Not every station is like WILL. And you're out there holding media reform conferences. You're bringing people like Bill Moyers and Jesse Jackson, you know, to the public, to people, talking about and then breaking off. I went to Memphis to this media reform conference you guys put on. And it's just incredible the amount of information you learn. You've got the website. You've got chances for people to get involved in that organization. And I think sometimes that, you know, we don't think about that as to who is hosting the show. You know, I know you personally. You live over here in Urbana, and you know, you work at the university, but sometimes we forget you're a national author. You're a recognized figure, and we are extremely fortunate in WILL to have you here to be able to do this program, and I think that the listeners are extremely fortunate to have that too. And 244-9455 is, you know, the way you show that appreciation. And I know we got to get back to the phone here, and a very special guest, and not just anybody that gets on the air and, you know, does a show is going to be able to attract guests like the one that's coming up here.
Well, thanks, Jay. That's very kind words. Regrettably, those words seem to throw a wet blanket over our callers. The lines are wide open.
I'm just going on the prospect that they're listening to the words and absorbing them,
sure,
and they're going to react
then. But please do. We're about to go to Noam Chomsky in a second, but let me give the numbers again. 244-9455, toll-free 1-866-779-9455. The phone lines are wide open. Call in. Make your pledge now. Now it's my pleasure to go to the phone lines to Massachusetts to Professor Noam Chomsky joining us. Thank you very much, Noam, for joining us on Sunday.
Glad to be with you, Bob.
It's really a great honor to have you here. I think without question you are the most requested guest from our listeners over the years. The most popular shows that we have done have been with you. And we're raising money this week, and we're going to do our usual shilling, but I can't have you on the air without asking you first and foremost some political questions and media-related questions. And I'd like to just ask your take right now on the situation with the United States and Iran.
And the United States and Iran. Well, that's quite interesting. There is an obvious confrontation. It's building up to a possible major war, which could be totally catastrophic. Every viable presidential candidate is issuing threats of war. The phrase they use is all options are on the table. Threats of war are, of course, criminal, a violation of the UN Charter, but that doesn't seem to interest anyone. It's interesting to compare, and there's a huge media government propaganda campaign going on to demonize Iran, which is itself quite interesting. But before, instead of going into that, is there a solution to the problem? Well, turns out there's a pretty reasonable solution. That is for the United States and Iran to become democratic societies. That is, societies in which the opinion of the public has some effect on policy. Of course, it can't unless people know what the opinion of the public is, and that would have to be reported, and it isn't. But it's you can find it out if you do a little research. There's very careful studies by the most respected institution that studies public attitudes in the world, the Program on International Policy Attitudes at the University of Maryland, does in-depth studies, which are cited when the press wants to report them. They did one not long ago on Iranians and Americans, asking them a series of questions related to the current confrontation. And it turns out they agree, and agree in overwhelming numbers. So an overwhelming proportion in both countries thinks that Iran should have the right to have nuclear power, like any signer of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, but should not have nuclear weapons. An overwhelming percentage, like 75-80%, think that the entire region should become a nuclear weapons-free zone. That's from Iran to Israel and including any U.S. forces deployed there. If anybody cares, that's an obligation of the United States under Resolution 687, the resolution that the government appeals to selectively when it wants to bomb Iraq. If you look at that resolution, it says that all states are committed to establishing a nuclear weapons-free zone in the region, and that happens to be the overwhelming opinion of Americans and Iranians. An even higher percentage of Americans, over 80%, think that the United States should live up to its legal requirement to take good faith efforts to eliminate nuclear weapons altogether. And about 75% of Americans think there should be no threats against Iran, just entering into diplomatic relations. Well, this is not part of American politics. Like no viable candidate says anything like that.
Or
it's not
coverage.
In the media.
Yeah.
But it's a possible, it's a perfectly reasonable solution. If the countries were democratic, the problem would presumably dissolve, at least the immediate problem. There are longer term ones.
Well, Professor Chomsky-Noem, thank you so much for that, because this station, this show, Media Matters here in WILL AM 580, I mean, we're a voice, hopefully, for positions that don't make the mainstream, so our listeners have an opportunity to be exposed to ideas and perspectives that they aren't not going to be getting from conventional news media, precisely on issues like Iran. And this is, as you know, our pledge drive week, so we're trying to get people to support this program and to support the station at 244-9455. And I thank you for calling just to show your support for the show.
I'm delighted to do so. And actually, I received a copy of your book, Communications Revolution, mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. You sent it to me. Thanks for that.
My pleasure.
I began reading it and was so fascinated I could barely put it down. I read it in one or two sittings. In particular, it was particularly exhilarating for me to learn of the remarkable growth of the grassroots movements that you describe that have taken shape in the past few years. Didn't have any idea of the scale that they'd achieved. They're attempting to prevent further erosion of the media, which continues as described in the book, and also more ambitiously to try to create a free and open communication system involving lots of options, internet and others, but one that would serve the public interest and would provide the essential foundations for a flourishing democracy, one that could deal with crises like the one we're now facing in Iran. And this show is clearly a core component of these exciting developments. I think it merits the strongest support and also active participation of people who are concerned to bring about a better world. And supporting it is by now not just an individual gesture, and important as that would be, but it's also a way of joining a much broader activist community. And we all know that's the way to achieve really significant
Noam Chomsky, thank you so much for joining us today. Noam Chomsky, our guest today, joining us on the line from Massachusetts. And he's, you know, those words he just said, Jay, I mean, I can meet my maker now. The, short of the Indians winning the World Series this year, you know, I think that'll cover me.
Bob, you know, I mean, again, you know, you're humble. You're one of the great thinkers. To be able to get Noam Chomsky on the air, too, says volumes about your reputation in this whole arena.
Well, it's not about me. Let's talk about
me. I understand. But I want listeners to know, you know, the quality of what they have here in the whole show throughout the week. 244-9455. That is the number. It's area code 217. $60.
Yep.
And you can have the book Noam Chomsky, Norman Solomon read it too, but Noam Chomsky read, and he said he sat down and he was so engaged in it. Two readings, 244-9455. You get that book signed by the author, Bob McChesney.
Yeah, $60 will get you an inscribed copy of the book. We are well short, unfortunately, of our goals. Their phone lines are completely empty now. Please do call in. Make the call at 244-9455. We've only got about 15 minutes left for folks to call in. We need to get a lot more callers. If you haven't, if you've called in, I love you. Thank you for doing so. I hope you've enjoyed the show and stay tuned. If you haven't called in yet, you're just sort of waiting, sitting around. Now's the time. Usually they're jammed at this stage of the show. This is when people are calling in. Right now, there's not a single person calling in. 244-9455, $60 will get you a copy of the book that Professor Chomsky graciously complimented a few minutes ago when he called. I do have a few people I do want to thank for calling in very much. John Lee from Farina, Stephen from Champaign, Paula Valentine from Monticello, R. Greer Kimmel from Champaign, Mary Lou from Urbana, Joe Syria from Champaign, Yolene Chandler from Champaign, Harry from Danville, Carrie Wilson Brown from Charleston, good old Charleston, Douglas Day from East Peoria, Ben Goodney from Champaign, Charles Delman from Charleston, Ann Burkus Chasson from Champaign. I apologize for my lousy pronunciations at times, unintentionally. I'm very sensitive because my name gets mangled so much, like McChesney and stuff like that. Linda Lorenz from Urbana. Dan Grunlow from Lodi. John Randolph, a dear friend from Champaign. Thank you, John. Kim Curtis from Champaign. John and Kim, thank both of you. Susan Manning from Urbana. Lots of friends in here, lots of friends of the show, lots of friends of public broadcasting and public radio. And it's very touching to get these calls, but we need a lot more calls. We are winding down now. We had a target of 100 calls, which is what they set for these 2 hours. We got 32, I think, in the first hour, which means we have to make 68 this hour. We need folks to call in again for $60. You will get a copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution, the one that Professor Chomsky was so gracious about in his comments. But more importantly than the book is supporting this show and supporting this station. This show, Media Matters, wouldn't exist without the support of WILL, the active, aggressive cultivation of support that I've gotten from the station. It's just been extraordinary. And they've given me an opportunity to get it going here. And you, the listeners, have responded and made it possible to keep the show going, keep it growing, bringing in the sort of guests we're having. You know, in the coming weeks, we're having Naomi Klein, we're having Susan Faludi, Tom Hayden, Katrina Vandenhoevel, Hadani Ditmars, the Canadian journalist who spent so much time in Iran. The list goes on and on. We've just got some terrific guests coming, and they're coming because of you. They're coming because they know this is a show that has an engaged, caring, smart listenership. People are going to call in with great questions. In fact, it makes my job easy, Jay, because, you know, half the time I get a great guest. After the first 15, 20 minutes, I sit back and I'm sort of answering the phones. But, you know, we need you to also step forward with your support. WILL needs you. 38% of the money that pays the bills here at WILL comes from you, the listeners. Yep. I mean, this is not pin money. This isn't money to pay for the Christmas party. This isn't junket money to Las Vegas to hang out with the commercial broadcasting crowd. This is money to pay the core bills, the salaries of the core staff, the wonderful core staff dedicated to public broadcasting that stay here because of their commitment to this community and to this station. They could go to commercial stations. They could make a lot more money, trust me.
One of the things, Bob, that it, being a local company, locally owned station, licensed to the University of Illinois, we're right here in the community. all of the money that you contribute at 244-9455, all of it. And Bob donates these books, so all of the money that you're contributing today goes right back into the operation radio station.
It's get a dime out of it.
We're not putting a Lexus in somebody's driveway somewhere on a board in New York or anything like that. It's going right here. It comes into WILL. It stays in WILL. It goes right back into the programming that you hear on the air. So you're having an impact on what you hear, and you're making a difference, a real difference in the lives of thousands of people who listen to this radio station, 45,000 people at least who listen throughout the course of the week. And we know that, you know, about 10,000-12,000 of them are up in the Chicago area, too. You're making a difference all up and down the east side of Illinois and the west part of Indiana. And on the Internet, as you said, Bob, 40,000 podcasts of this radio program in a month going all over the world.
Yeah, and we need people to step up. Now, we've only got about 10 minutes left. We still need, I think, at least 15 or 20 calls to hit our pledge. We can do it. We've done it in the past. I mean, this isn't the ninth inning yet. We're in the eighth still. We need to get a couple guys on base and drive them in. We need you to call. We need you to call 244-9455. Give what you can. If you can't give $60, fine. If you give that if you're a student, make the $25 student membership, and then you'll get the $10 added on from Sarah McDougall from her generous grant. If you can give more than 60, give more than 60. Give what you can. Make your statement. We need your support. You know, one of the things that's exciting here too, Jay, is we've got like five people, volunteers, who come in to answer the phones and do the paperwork in there. I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, you know, this is not like glamour work. You know, this is really hard work.
They're working hard right now, too, because the phone calls come in so fast during the show. They're just filling out the forms and taking your information and passing it on and then answering the phone again. And that's what they come in to do. They come in because they want to make a difference.
But, you know, you wouldn't get five people to go volunteer at a commercial station to work for free.
Oh, that'd be tough.
Yeah, they're real tough. You get them here because this is a community-oriented public station that does shows, really, that deal directly with the community. We listen to you. Half the ideas for the shows that we have come from listeners. People see me on the street, or they call me, or they email me, say, "Why didn't you, this book came out, looks great, why didn't you get it out?" And I look it up and say, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And, you know, we get ideas for all of our shows, Focus 580, absolutely. The Afternoon Magazine, I mean, the news, people to give us information on what's happening in the community gets covered in the news. And that's, we hope to be, WILL, we hope to be representative of the community. When you turn on this radio station, you should hear the community of Champaign-Urbana and our region of Illinois. And even nationally, you know, because a lot of the events are, you know, they're relevant to us because we are part of a global society, increasingly so. But we hope when you turn the radio station on, you hear, you know, the community. That's the idea here.
And, you know, one of the nice things about Champaign-Urbana, and I have a lot of perspective on this, I've lived in Madison for a long time, and I've lived in Seattle. I've been around the country. I travel a lot more than I'd like to travel, frankly. And, you know, we've got something special going on in this community in terms of media. WILL, the local community station, the Independent Media Center, locally owned newspaper. You know, there's a lot of different things going on here that are exciting. There's a critical mass that is being built here. And I think this show's part of it. And, I think what we need to do is to support all our local media. But today, this hour, right now, the support has to go to this show and to WILL AM 580. You know, I was just tickled. I'm still touched at the words that Noam Chomsky said about my book. Again, I mean, I've had some nice things said about my work in the past, but rarely someone of that caliber. It's completely shocked me. He said he's read it in two readings.
Yeah.
But the point he made, away from talking about me and what a great guy I am, the more important point he said is that what I do in the book is really chronicle the extraordinary upsurge in activism and concern around media issues in the last 5 years in the United States. And you talked about it a little bit earlier, Jay. And I think that's the part of this book that no one's seen anywhere before. I mean, this is the inside account of what happened over the last 5 years and where it's going. And I think you will find, like Noam Chomsky found it, you'll find it an extraordinary story. And you'll get a copy of that book for a $60 grant, a $60 pledge, and I'll sign it personally and inscribe it with pleasure.
Call 244-9455. 244-9455. We have phone lines open right now. We need a big surge here at the end. And, Bob, when you call 244-9455, you are keeping the momentum going. Noam Chomsky was talking about it. You talking about it in your book. It's about the groundswell. Things are changing. Things absolutely are changing.
Absolutely.
There cannot not be a reaction to the groundswell that's happening. But now is not the time to let it slide, to take it for granted that somebody else is going to do it. It's got to keep going.
Well, a lot of the stuff that I write about that's so exciting is sort of activism and people working to get politicians to be more accountable and policies that will affect stations like this down the road and community stations and keep the internet safe from being privatized and hyper-commercialized. And that's all well and good and necessary, and that's a lot of what my work is when I'm not here. Mm-hmm. But something like this show and this station, it's here right now. It needs support right now. It's not a hypothetical issue. It's not something you're organizing to get a politician to do something 10 years from now or a year from now or 6 months from now. This is today. This is we need the resources so we can bring the guest on in the coming weeks, in the coming months. We need the resources here at WILL so we can pay the bills. 38% of the money has got to come from the listeners. And the extraordinary thing is because we have such a great listenership, we don't need to get a lot more listeners. I mean, we're number one on the market, you've already said, in this community. But what we need to do is get the people listening, just more of them to give money.
Yeah.
We know a lot of them will eventually, but don't wait 3 or 4 years. If you've been listening for a year or two, call now. Start the process now. Give what you can. It makes all the difference. I wish people could see how ecstatic people are when you get new callers. Hey, here's a new caller. I mean, it's really it's like being in an election night in here and a winning side when you get callers.
That's right. You know, $60 is like just a little over a dollar a show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all getting used to now. We've made rooms in our budgets to download iTunes, dollar a song. You know, we think that's a bargain. We're getting satellite TV now. You know, that you can pay $100 or more a month for something like that.
Yeah.
What about a dollar a week? You know, a dollar and a dime a week or so will get you Bob McChesney's book, $60. That's just basically $5 a month is what you're earmarking. And you're getting Bob's book. You're learning important information. You're keeping the show going. Bob will inscribe the book, 244-9455. Let's get all the phones going. We have one line open now.
Please, let's
get it going.
Right,
and let's roll it over to the phones downstairs. Let's just have a huge finish. I want to hear a symphony of telephones. And I'll just crank up the pot here on Pledge Central in the next few minutes. And we'll just get a symphony of bells going here at 244-9455, a $60 pledge. We'll be happy to take that and send you a copy of Bob's new book.
Yeah, wear my hand out. I'd love to. And, you know, we have a few more people to thank here, Jay. We've got Harry from Urbana. Urbana, I love Urbana. What a wonderful city Urbana is. I think we ought to change the name to Beautiful Urbana.
Beautiful Urbana.
I think just make it really clear. My daughter was going to start a music group, my youngest daughter, and she didn't think of the name of it. She's 11 at the time. Mm-hmm. So we said she ought to name it Better Than the Beatles is what she came up with. Because then people go to the record store to see the Beatles. So here's Better Than the Beatles. So
there you go.
People are going to buy it.
I like that.
Okay, Harry from Urbana. I want to thank James Iman from Urbana. Stephanie Salter from Terre Haute. Oh, over there in Indiana. Thank you, Stephanie. Gabriel Stanton from Urbana. Thank you very much. And I'm part French, and I couldn't pronounce a French name. My life depended on it. Help me on this one. Connie, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say Rauch.
No. Rauch? Are you German or something?
I don't know. Okay. R-O-U-K.
No, it's an X.
Is that an X?
Connie Rue.
Well, I thought there was a K on
that. Oh, okay.
Well, it would be Rue if it was
a K. Yeah, Connie Rue
from Savoy.
From Savoy. Thank you, Connie. And, you know, I will do my best to pronounce your name properly if you do call in, and you could have the humor of making up a really fard name for me if you make a donation to trip my tongue up here. And Christopher Wilson, also from Savoy. Thank you very much. We're going to run until 2:06 today. Yeah. We've got another 6 minutes to try to meet our pledge. We need about another 10 or 12 calls, I think, to even get within sniffing distance. 244-9455. Thank you all very much. I'm going to be signing books as long as I need to today and tomorrow, and we'll get them out to you as soon as humanly possible. I'd like to sign another 10 or 15 books. I think you'll enjoy it. 244-9455. Again, if you're a podcaster and if you've been listening to this whole show, this is an interesting person. If you're a podcaster, you've listened to 2 hours of a Pledge Drive show, you should be pledging at this point. There's no excuse.
We should be sending you some money. Why don't we do something nuts here? Why don't you open up the regular phone line and get two or three people who listen to the program to call up and give a testimonial and, you know, convince. If you've pledged today, call us at the regular number, that 333-9455. We'll toss you on the air. And you say, why is it that you called in and pledged, and why should somebody else?
We got a lot of wonderful people here who've done so. I don't know if I even read all their names.
Somebody else who wants to do that, call that 333-9455 number, and we'd be happy to put you on. And, you know, tell people, why is it that you called in? Why is it important that they call in and make a contribution?
It really is true. And, you know, and again, I think those people who haven't given yet to listen to those calls, because I remember the first time I gave to public broadcasting 30 years ago to date myself, and just it took me years to get off my duff and do it, and I finally did it. And it was a great feeling. It really was. I felt like I was actually no longer like living off other people. I was participating. And this station, and this show in particular, we pride ourselves on being community-oriented. We mm-hmm. pride ourselves on listening to listeners. Their input is crucial. I wanted to do a call-in show for that reason. I didn't want to do a show that was just me talking to guests. Occasionally we tape shows and I have to do that. But I'm really interested in hearing what the questions are, because invariably they're as good or better than anything I could come up with. They come up with stuff. Sometimes they take stuff right off my list that I was going to ask a caller ask it. Oftentimes they raise issues I hadn't thought of asking. They're better than what I had on my list. So please do call in. We have phone bank is wide open. We only have one line taken. Four lines are empty. We've got
2449455.
And a $60 pledge, again, we'll get you a copy of my brand new book, Communication Revolution. I think you'll get a kick out of it, and I'll be glad to personally inscribe it to anyone who makes a $60 pledge. But give what you can. If you can only give 5 or 10 or 15 bucks, give that. Really just get in the habit of saying, I'm a participant in this station. I'm a participant in this show. Not just that I'm sort of a lurking outside, you know, not really involved in it. You are involved. You're listening now. You're involved. You need to call 244-9455. You've got to make your pledge right now. We've got to get that 100-call target that's been set for me. I don't know the exact number, but I can tell you by looking at the lines that have rung, we're shy of it. I can tell. We need folks to call right now. We've only got about 4 minutes left until we're going to go to Tavis Smiley. Mm-hmm. And that's a great show, too, and I love listening to it. So we need 4 minutes of calls. Make those pledge calls. And the toll-free number, 866-779-9455.
If somebody wants to call, I mean, one person, just call it. You know, we're going to make you a star. We're going to put you on the show. You be the pitch person. You be the spokesperson at 333-9455. Just call 333-9455. You got to do it right now because we are running out of time. But, you know, more importantly, $60, $5 a month is what you'd be paying for this. And if you can't afford $5 a month, that's fine. I mean, I understand. You know, budgets are tight. Utility bills, you know, are up.
Sure.
Everything costs more. Gasoline costs more. A $25 membership for a student right now, $40 makes you a friend of WILL. But, you know, if you can just give us $20, that's great. You're helping. You're making a statement. You're making a commitment, as importantly as anything else, to 244-9455. But that $5 a month, $60, and, you know, holiday time is going to be coming. Gift giving.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah,
you
this
know.
Book makes a wonderful gift, if I
It'll
may
be
say
awesome.
So myself.
Yeah.
You know, so pledge three or four times and get three or four copies.
Exactly.
I'll sign them to whoever you want, grandma, grandpa, anyone in the family.
And you'll be helping to spread the word. You'll be helping to spread the literacy on these important issues and preserving something that you use and you value.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I know a lot of you have given, and you're listening, you're saying, okay, I've given my pledge. You know, I'm ready to move on for Tavis Smiley. Thanks, Bob. We don't need to hear the pitch anymore. We know the phone number. But I know that for everyone out there like that, there are seven or eight people listening who haven't given yet. And please, we've only got a couple minutes left. Make that call now. The lines are open. We need more callers to meet our target. We don't have the updated figures, but I know we're shy. 244-9455. Make me give you a signed copy of the book. I'd love to do so. I'll inscribe it to you any way you want. But you've got to. And we've got someone calling in who wants to give a testimony.
Can I give the testimony?
Martha from Monticello, welcome.
Thank you. My husband and I have traveled over much of the United States, and everywhere we go, we listen to public radio. And it is without a doubt that WILL is the best in the country. This year, because we've had such a marvelous big harvest, it has been so great to listen to WIL to hear about the crops. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of year, I think. And I love David Inge because he reads the books and the intelligence of the questions. It's far superior to anything else we've heard. And I don't miss McChesney on Sunday. Oh, my goodness, no. I'm trying to get you down in Florida. I'm sort of technologically a little illiterate, but I'll accomplish that this year so I can listen. And Jay Pierce is super.
Well, thank you so much, Martha, for that call. And, you know, I think she's really emphasizing the point that of the public stations in this country, WILL is a really special station. It's got a commitment to the local community, to listeners in this community, an ear to the ground in this community that is highly unusual. And this is the chance for people in the community to step up and say, yeah, I want to support this sort of station. I'm going to call 244-9455, make my pledge, whatever I can. $60 gets you a signed and inscribed copy of my brand new book. And we need your support. The lines are open. We're almost there. You know, we'll give you a running total next week when I come on with a live show again. I'll give you the exact numbers, but we're really aiming for 100. I hope we get there. If you're listening to a podcast, you're getting on the computer, go to willpledge.org and just mention the name Media Matters in the comment, or put McChesney's book, and we'll make sure you get a copy of a signed copy of the book as well. We do need your support. I've got the tune out here, and we're going to let Tavis Smiley take over. Thank you all very much, and be back in 166 hours.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.